around the room, the colors seem brighter and the sounds clear, like you are truly experiencing your surroundings for the first time. Your mind feels profoundly quieter, yet there are many new and wonderful possibilities floating into your awareness about how you can improve your life and live happily now. You feel relaxed and at ease, knowing that all is well and everything is unfolding as it should be. Your eyes are a little teary because it is hard for you to believe that such simple exercises could make such a profound and immediate difference in how you feel. You are excited about the future, knowing that you can face whatever happens with a new feeling of inner strength, ease, and confidence, no matter what curves life throws your way. Best of all, you know this is just the beginning. You can easily have this type of experience for yourself, just like the tens of thousands of others who have been living and using the simple yet powerful techniques that Sedona Training Associates have taught for years in our live seminars and audio programs. Now these techniques are available to you in this book. Are you open to being truly happy? Are you willing to achieve everything that you have been wanting in your life? Are you ready to find what your heart has always been seeking? If you answered no to all three of these questions, then please don't bother reading this book. If you answered yes to any of them, the Sedona Method will show you a practical way to tap an inner source of boundless happiness, to achieve your wildest dreams and highest potential, and to become a spiritual finder instead of a seeker. We live in a world that's in a state of rapid change, and not all of it is positive. Most of us crave a certainty, security, and solidity that we cannot find outside of ourselves, no matter how hard we try. But these qualities already exist within each of us, waiting to be revealed. It is as though we possess an inner wishing well or a fountain of joy and vitality that's disconnected from the water supply. Yet, secretly, everyone has a tool to reconnect. Intrigued? I hope so, because I would love to share a simple process with you that can deliver on this promise, the Sedona Method. The technique has already helped many thousands of people to tap their natural ability to let go of uncomfortable or unwanted emotions on the spot. It is our limiting emotions that prevent us from creating and maintaining the lives that we choose. We abdicate our decision-making ability to them. We even imagine that our emotions can dictate to us who we are supposed to be. This is made apparent in our use of language. Have you ever said to someone, "I am angry," or "I am sad"? When we speak like this, we are saying to those around us and to ourselves, without realizing it, that we are our anger, or we are our grief. We relate to others and ourselves as though we are our feelings. In fact, we even invent whole stories of why we feel the way we feel in order to justify or explain this misperception of our identity. It is not that feelings don't occasionally appear to be justified. It's just that feelings are only feelings. Feelings are not who we are, and we can easily let them go. Choosing to let them go frees us to perceive what is actually here and to act or refrain from acting accordingly. This translates into an ability to handle life, to make stronger, clearer choices. It allows you and me to act in ways that support us in achieving our goals and aspirations, as opposed to sabotaging them. I have seen the process of letting go of the emotions grow into an ability to have more money, better relationships, more radiant health and physical well-being, and an ability to be happy, calm, and focused, no matter what is going on around us. Sounds good, doesn't it? I thought it did back in 1976 when I met Lester Levinson, the man who inspired the creation of the Sedona Method and would also become my mentor. Back then, I was an ardent, though confused, seeker who had gone to numerous seminars led by teachers from both the East and the West. I had studied various body-centered disciplines, including yoga, tai chi, and shiatsu. I had